Welcome to church. We're going to study the second half of Luke chapter 22, and we're going to pick up where Jesus is about to enter the Garden of Gethsemane, or the Mount of Olives, and we'll take it from there to the first trial. So before we do that, let's go before the Lord humbly and pray. Holy Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne of grace this morning, Father, as we know that you love us. Lord, as we're talking earlier, Lord, before we started, about the state of our country and the decline of church attendance and the decline of faith and the decline of Christian church here in America. And you're very, very aware of this, Lord. And so it's our job to practice our faith to introduce people to Jesus, because they don't have the foundation that we had as children. Thank you, Father, for your love, and thank you for sending Jesus to the earth to save us. Jesus saved us by spilling his blood on the cross so that we might be forgiven of our sins. All that believe in the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior are saved. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior and best friend. And Jesus, thank you for sealing in our hearts of believers, all of us, the Holy Spirit, the helper and comforter. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we bow before you. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for the world today, that as many can come to you as possible before the end times. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you give us. We pray for peace and joy and hope and love, and we thank you for forgiving our sins. Lord, as we worship you today here, we thank you for being with us, and we ask that you have the Holy Spirit teach us this text from Luke chapter 22 today, Lord. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
Let's sing to the Lord our doxology. It's right there in front of you, page one. And sing loud so I don't have to hear myself. You ready, Lee?
Ready.
Good. There we go. Together, please.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Together. So last week we studied the beginning of Luke 22, and in that text we covered the plot to kill Jesus, betrayal by Judas. We covered Passover, the first communion service that Jesus celebrated with the disciples, Jesus identifying Judas as his betrayer, and then the denial of Peter. Jesus tells Peter, he tells them he's going to the cross to die, and Peter says, I'll go to prison with you, Lord, or I'll go to death with you. And he said, Peter, you're going to deny even knowing me three times before the rooster crows this day. And we know that happened. We studied Peter was challenged, and he did not really understand what the Lord was saying to him. But let's pick it up on verse 39, Jesus agonizing in the garden. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he had come to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When those around him saw that what was going to happen, he said to them, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, permit even this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and the elders who had come to him, have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed at a distance. Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat together, Peter sat among them, and a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him. But he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, you also are of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are saying. Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him, and having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is the one who struck you? And many other things they blasphemously spoke against him. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together and led him into their council, saying, if you are the Christ, tell us. But he said to them, if I tell you, you will by no means believe. And if I also ask you, you will by no means answer me or let me go. Hereafter the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then they all said, are you then the Son of God? So he said to them, you rightly say that I am. And they said, what further testimony do we need? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth. End of chapter 22. So Jesus doesn't pull any punches here at the end. He tells them, yes, I am the Christ. And it doesn't matter because you're not going to let me go anyways. So, since we're on this part of the trial, do you realize there were six false trials? And six is an unholy number. Seven's a holy number, right? One, three, five, actually, with the fivefold ministry. Seven, 12, 10, 12, 40. Those are all holy numbers. And so six is an unholy number. And that's why the Trinity, the mark of man, which is unholy, and the mark of the Antichrist is three sixes, 666, because it represents the unholy Trinity. So six is not a good number. But he had six trials. First, there was this first hearing with Ananias, and the second was with Caiaphas. They're reported in different gospels. Then there's a Sanhedrin trial. Then there's the first hearing with Pilate. Well, Pilate says he's innocent, but I'll send him to Herod. It's Herod's problem, the governor. Goes to Herod. Herod just wanted to see miracles, and Jesus wouldn't do any. And then the last hearing was before Pilate, where Pilate was sentenced to death. So there's actually six trials, and they're all phony, right? There's nothing legal about them. So just so that you know. Now, let's go back to where we started reading today, 38. Jesus comes to the Garden of Gethsemane, which is the Mount of Olives. There's a garden there called Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. And by the way, this is where Jesus is going to come back during the millennial reign and establish his kingdom. He's going to be in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's where his kingdom. And it's a little mount, and it's outside of Jerusalem, and there was a big olive grove there, and that's a good place because it was peaceful. And an olive tree represents peace from God and the Holy Spirit. You get olive oil from olives. And so this is where Jesus is going to establish his millennial reign. So he goes to this common place where they always camped out when they were teaching in Jerusalem. And he says to the disciples, pray that you may not enter into temptation. Well, everybody thinks that the temptation was them sleeping, but it wasn't them sleeping. The temptation was to come, to deny Jesus, and to scatter and to run. And remember, when they crucified Jesus, John was the only one that was bold enough to stand there at the feet of Jesus with Mary, his mother.